You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national, man, we're covering down on all the issues. Solid, conservative, and like the dude just said, yes, we are. Just plain right. All right, listen, coming up here on the show now, we're still in number one of the Triple Dipper, Mar-a-Lago fiasco, I'm calling it. It's an amazing thing to watch when you see what has all the appearances of political persecution, but you got to know that there's procedures that had to have been followed. They had to. The FBI can't just walk in the front door without a warrant. The warrant had to have had some form of, you know, it's evidentiary predicate. It had to have been signed off on a judge, but isn't there a high burden to lift here? Well, I figured somebody who might know, who could better enlighten us, is Jay Towne. Jay Towne's an American attorney here in Alabama. He's a former U.S. attorney, excuse me, for the Northern District of Alabama. He served as a senior prosecutor in the Madison County District Attorney's Office. Got his bachelor's degree from Notre Dame, his law degree from Seton Hall, 12 years as a Marine Corps JAG officer. He's on the phone right now. Jay Towne, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil, I am also an American attorney, so you weren't wrong. You didn't need to correct yourself.
I don't know where that word came from, but hey, I'm glad you are.
I am a deeply, deeply American attorney. That is correct. So you're on the ball as always, my friend.
Thank you, brother. Well, listen, Jay, I mean, I figured if somebody could enlighten us. I mean, I practice law, but I have never been on the prosecution side. I've never had to seek out a warrant. I'm a civil attorney, but you, on the other hand, especially as a U.S. attorney dealing with FBI matters, what kind of a high burden would they have had to meet to be able to get a warrant to go and search the former president's home? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, look, an affiant had to convince a federal judge that a federal crime has been committed, that there's evidence of that federal crime, and that there's evidence of that federal crime in the former president's personal residence and office in Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, look, if President Trump, former President Trump, has classified documents in his bedroom safe, let's say, then that is against the law. It's also a misdemeanor. It's also way outside of any priority matrix that the Bureau or the Department of Justice would put forward in its threat banding. It's not a big deal. There's other means, lesser means, to get those papers back. For instance, you could just file a lawsuit in federal court demanding their return. Happens every day for all kinds of other types of property. If this is about making the National Archives whole, and you can imagine the type of person at the National Archives, if this is true, that is just, oh, look what I've done. This is my career. This is the big one. This is the one we've been waiting for, right? Can you imagine the liberal sort of coffee room at the National Archives right now? It probably looks like the world's most boring birthday party, which is to them a really exciting day. But I'll tell you this. Let me say this, Phil, and I know you got a lot of questions, and I promise I'm not filibustering here. But I have a lot of friends, good friends, close friends in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I have worked with the Bureau most of my career. I was confirmed by the United States Senate the same day Chris Wray was confirmed. I consider Chris Wray a friend. I don't lump every decision that the FBI makes into one categorization of the Bureau itself or law enforcement. We all hate it when we see bad cops, right? Derek Chauvin's of the world. We don't lump them in with the rest of the 750,000 law enforcement members in the United States, right? That's why Chauvin gets prosecuted. So if there was a bad decision here, there's bad judgment, poor judgment. I don't lump the entire Bureau into that. And folks that made those judgment calls need to be held accountable. But if this is about filling up the National Archives, man, it's just really a bad look.
Yeah, totally bad look. And I'll get to the bad look here in just a minute. Let me ask you this. Just in a quick glance through legal precedent, there's a, and I referenced mm-hmm. before you came on the air, there's a case called Department of the Navy versus Egan. It's a 1988 Supreme Court case, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here. All I'm saying is what it says is the president is the ultimate authority for declassifying documents. So let's say he did. Let's say he walked out the door. Unless he had the missile codes from the football in his pocket when he walked out the door, the reality is most of what he took, he would have had the right to declassify, allegedly, and take with him. So doesn't this seem like an overreach in your opinion?
Well, he would have still had to take the – I mean, what Egan was really saying is that, you can't go ahead and call something unclassified sort of post facto. And so I think the president would still have to say, okay, all of these documents are unclassified and I therefore can take them with me as just sort of pieces of paper. But, I've made tough charging decisions throughout my entire, I've prosecuted thousands and thousands of people. And I've overseen the prosecution of thousands more. And I can tell you that, charging decisions are tough. You don't go into the President of the United States' bedroom on a misdemeanor. You just don't.
Yeah.
And if somebody said, well, nobody's above the law, and whether it's a misdemeanor or a felony, I look at it all the same. I mean, there is a part of me that can respect that. But there's also a part of me that says, you got to weigh the equities here, though, of what this country is going to think about what you have done. Are you going to do irreparable damage to the reputation of law enforcement, specifically and especially the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Is this going to be something they can't come back from? Believe me, the FBI is taking orders in this thing from some prosecutor somewhere. And, whether Chris Wray and Merrick Garland were involved in the decision, I don't know. I mean, I don't appreciate their silence. I understand it. I've given that answer before when there's blue windbreakers running into a pill mill doctor's office, and I can confirm nor deny that there's an investigation into that pill mill, even though, AL.com already has the photo up of the DEA agent going in. But I still deny, don't confirm. This is the forever exception to that rule when you search a former president's home.
Well, and that's true, and it goes one step further than that, Jay. I mean, I look at it, if this is like, I don't know, George Bush or Bill Clinton, they're in the public eye, but they're not. They haven't done anything. They're not running for office again, ever. And yet, this is a guy who it's widely believed is about to announce his candidacy to run again for president, which makes him very likely the lead opposition to the administration that then authorized the raid. I mean, doesn't that look like political persecution too? So the calculus you're talking about gets even higher when you consider this could be perceived very easily as basically something done to persecute a political opposition.
And it could be perceived that way. It is being perceived that way.
Absolutely.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Bro? It is being perceived that way. Now, whether that's true or not is, I think, very relevant. I think it's a question that needs to be answered. But let's assume it's not true. Let's say there is a great justification for the search. You can't just let this hang out there for some indefinite period of time in this specific scenario. It's a former – all of the reasons you just gave. And if this is about a misdemeanor offense, if this is about the National Archives and that's it, just getting them whole, I really feel like it's an overreach. I really do, and I'm disappointed in whoever made that decision. Doesn't mean they're un-American and hate Trump. And don't forget Chris Wray. Again, Trump hired me and he hired Chris Wray the same day. So don't. I don't believe that Chris Wray is a liberal. I don't believe that he's part of the deep state that hates Donald Trump. But if he authorized a misdemeanor search warrant on the former president of the United States, I wouldn't have done it. That's just me. 24 years in law enforcement, I feel like I can say that and it should matter. So I also say this. Let me say this, Phil. I know we're running close to a break here. for all you conservatives and Republicans out there who think that there is some sort of politicization of DOJ here and they're targeting an opponent, I understand those think that way, line of thinking and that theory, but we can't give a political gift to the left for the midterms here or even 2024 by reprising some version, worse or better, of January 6th.
No, I totally agree.
January 6th was not a First Amendment exercise. It was a crime scene. And all we are going to do is embolden liberal thought, liberal theory, and liberal voters if we go out and do anything more than exercise our First Amendment rights. And again, what happened on January 6th was not the First Amendment. So, you know, get your wits about you. I understand the frustration, and let's learn some more information and get smart, have some intellectual curiosity before we do anything, and don't do anything that is stupid or even remotely appears to resemble.
No, and I agree with that, and you know, but I would say this too: in the totality of the circumstances, when you consider the 87,000 IRS agents being added to the roster, it's bigger than the Marine Corps at some point when you look at it, and then when you take into account what we're seeing with the DOJ, and then just last week them labeling certain items that are considered to be, you know, historic or patriotic as now evidence of a violent extremism.
The symbols.
Yeah, and then at the same time not adding the Antifa flag to it. It does feel like there is a level of persecution that at the very least we need to be wary of, keep our heads on a swivel, is what I said earlier, and not allow ourselves to be lulled into some sense of complacency that this is all going to work out. We may have to say something for it to work out. But I agree with you. Don't
get
crazy.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
No, don't, because what you're going to do is just defeat the purpose of whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
Exactly. I agree with that.
And whether that's Trump or that's somebody else, okay, we'll figure that out in a process, but we have to use the processes going forward. We can't repeat the mistakes that some of these idiots made on January 6th. And by idiots, I mean just about all of them.
Okay. All right. Well, and we may differ on some of that. The ones who went inside and broke things, I get it. The ones who stood outside.
That's who
still...
I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, appreciate your time, man. Good perspective. And we are up against the break right now, but I know you got to go too. But thanks for making time on short notice. And we hope to back you on, sometime soon. All right.
Thanks,
former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne. I knew he'd have perspective. A lot of years doing this stuff. And interesting to hear, too, that he was actually confirmed by the U.S. Senate the same day that Christopher Wray was confirmed, who is now the director of the FBI. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, man. We got to do it. Let our sponsors have their moment. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, I'm not leaving this, by the way. You want to call in? 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. 833-68-RIGHT. What do you think? Oh, man, I got thoughts. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.